small town music. This is big town music. He's ahead of his time, you know, but he can't use it. If only he could prove it. Well, tomorrow's just a song away, a song away, a song away.
Hey everybody, welcome to Rock Solid, the comedy podcast for all things music, both new and classic. I'm Pat Francis, and today we are recording live and in person. Joining me at the other mic, it's nephew number three, born and still being raised in our hometown of Hollidaysburg, PA. Please welcome Mr. Eric Pick. Hello, Eric.
Hey, Pat. What's up?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. How are you?
I am doing fantastic. Just went on a 5-mile walk.
Yes, we did. I made him walk. It's like 98 degrees in Woodland Hills. And I said, you know what? We got to get these steps in. So
feels great. Feels great, yet terrible at the same time.
Yeah. Yeah. It's rough. It's rough when it's 98 degrees, but we're not running. We're just walking.
Yeah.
We're just walking.
And we have waters with us.
We have waters. You drank yours in like 3 seconds.
Yeah.
And then you had to tough it out for the rest of the walk.
Yeah.
So let me tell you a little story about Eric's trip. He got here on today's Sunday, August 14th. He arrived Friday, August 12th, but he was supposed to be here. He's supposed to be here Friday, August 5th. And here's what happened. So let me count backwards. So on August 1st, started to feel like I was getting a cold. So just to be safe, took a COVID test, negative. Next day, still didn't feel great. Took another COVID test, still negative. Everything's cool. Eric's arriving on Friday. Him and his mom are going to drive to Baltimore on Thursday, spend the night there, and he's getting an early plane out of Baltimore Friday morning, the 5th. So Wednesday, the 3rd, still don't feel great. Feel like I have a cold, maybe. You know, really tired, extremely tired. Take another COVID test, and I go and take a drive-through PCR COVID test at the CVS, just to make sure. Just to make sure. So my at-home COVID test was negative. All right. All is good. Everything's good. Thursday rolls around. Eric and his mom are already in Baltimore. I take an at-home test just to be sure. Take another at-home test. And that one's dead on positive. And like 5 minutes after I took that test, I got a text from my PCR test. Also positive. So now, Eric.
We just got back from a restaurant. We went up to our hotel room.
And then I have to text your mom.
Yeah. You have to text my mom.
And I have to say, hey, I've got COVID. So Eric can't come this week. I mean, and we've been planning this trip for what, 6 months?
Yeah, about 6 months.
So I didn't want to send that text.
Yeah.
And let's be honest, were there tears?
There were.
Tears were falling. Kiss. My sister, Amy, her and her boyfriend, Greg, they're there also because after they take Eric to the airport Friday morning, they're going to Rehoboth Beach for a week. So they have a trip planned. So this is just a shitstorm of bad things all at once.
Horrible.
And there's nothing I can do about it because, I mean, first of all, I was sick then the entire up until the following Wednesday, which would have been the 10th. So you couldn't have come out.
No.
And we had all this stuff planned.
Yeah.
We were going to go see Cheap Trick, the Ventura County Fair. Going to go see a Beatles cover band.
We're going to go see a Dodgers game. Dodgers and the Padres.
Dodgers and the Padres.
Any sports fans know that the Padres just acquired a top 5 player in baseball in Juan Soto.
Yeah.
That would have been a great game.
Yeah. Didn't get to do that. Going to go to Disneyland. Going to go to Quentin Tarantino's theater. It's called the New Beverly. And we're going to see James Bond Moonraker on the big screen. Very excited about that. And so we couldn't happen. We couldn't come. So, and that whole week, this whole week that I had COVID, I was wiped out. Like, I can't even tell you how much I slept. It was ridiculous. Luckily, I sequestered right here in the rock room, right here, even though I could have been in the apartment, but I had the apartment clean for Eric. And I'm like, I'm not going to mess that whole place up. So I stayed right here on this red couch in the rock room. I was very comfy. I binged 1,000 things. And Pilar would bring stuff up to the top of the stairs, knock on the door, and then run down the stairs. Thankfully, her and Rita never caught anything from me. They continued to test. We went through so many tests. Just keep testing because we want to make sure that that Eric's trip would happen the following week. So here's what happened. So your mom was able to rebook the trip.
She was able to rebook the trip.
For the next week.
Yeah.
You actually get to stay an extra day.
Yeah.
You were going to be here Friday to Friday. Now you're here Friday to Saturday.
Yeah.
Also, as soon as he got off the plane on the 5th, we were going to go straight to Grauman's Chinese Theater, which is the best theater, and we were going to see Bullet Train on the IMAX screen. Well, that didn't happen either. But we've rejiggered and we've changed everything up. So here's what's happening now. I picked him up from the airport at about 3:30 on Friday the 12th, and we went to Grauman's as planned, and we got to see the 40th anniversary re-release of E.T. on the big screen. And I don't think I've seen it for over 35 years easily.
Which is arguably a better showing than Bullet Train.
Yeah. I mean, it's classic.
Yeah.
And that was great. I love that. That was cool.
Incredible. I forgot how good it was.
My friend at the Dodgers, Janet Marie Smith, graciously has given us tickets again for this coming Friday when they play the Marlins.
Yeah, the Marlins.
And we'll be going there with Mr. Mike Schmidt. You'll get to meet Big Mike. And I think maybe Rita is going to join us too. That'll be the four. We did not see the Beatles tribute band, but last night we saw
Neil Diamond and ABBA tribute band.
Yes. And we didn't even know Neil Diamond tribute was going to happen. That tribute band was called Hot August Night. And the guy kind of looked like him at times, you know, and he did a pretty good job. He wasn't perfect, but pretty good. And the set list was great. Played all great songs. And then ABBA, that show was called FABBA. And they sounded amazing, but they spoke with like fake Swedish accents, which was kind of weird.
And they also had a little shtick in between
A little shtick.
A big shtick.
A big shtick that was annoying. So I wish, and I think the guy on keyboards, I think he was miming the keyboards. I don't think he was playing those. I think he was miming them. The drums were live. Yeah. The guitar might have been live, but the keyboard I don't think was live. I think he was miming those. But
well, they got Bo Burnham to play the keyboard.
Does the guy look like Bo Burnham?
Absolutely.
Exactly
like Bo Burnham.
I wish it was Bo Burnham because Bo Burnham can play the keyboards.
Yeah.
So, what am I trying to say? Okay. So we've redone all our plans. Going to Disneyland this Tuesday. We're going to go to Tarantino's Theater on Wednesday, the New Beverly, and we're going to see Reservoir Dogs. Which is better for you. You'd rather see that than Moonraker.
Yeah.
We didn't see Cheap Trick, but we're going to go see Robert Plant and Alison Krauss at the Greek Theater.
For anyone who's a Patreon supporter of Rock Solid, you guys know that I am a big Led Zeppelin fan, so this is going to be a pretty fun show.
And how would they know that if they were a Patreon supporter?
Because I did a video rating Led Zeppelin's discography.
There you go. I just wanted you to say it. I didn't want to say it. I didn't want to put words in your mouth. I wanted you to say it. And then Friday would be the baseball game. So we've been able to reschedule all of our plans. So that's the good thing.
Yeah.
And then there's a couple other things we might add in there. Yeah, I forgot. Because you asked me today what else we were going to do.
Yeah.
I think we're going to try to go to either the Academy Award Museum.
Okay.
Or the James Bond exhibit where they have like 60 James Bond vehicles, helicopters, cars, motorcycles, everything. Which out of those two, which would you rather do? Be honest.
I honestly don't know right off the top of my head right now.
All right. I've been to both, so it doesn't matter to me.
Seeing all those cars would be cool.
All right.
Yeah, I'd like to see the Aston Martin from Goldfinger.
All right.
Yeah, probably the car museum.
All right. Well, so that's on the list too, among those other things.
And also, I'm going to UCLA because that's a spot I'm considering for university.
Okay. You want to see UCLA campus? We'll see as much of it as we can. It's big.
Yeah.
We'll just drive around. And you said you want to see the Rose Bowl?
Yes.
Drive out there. Take a look at that big thing. Yeah. We'll drive out there. We'll go, there's the Rose Bowl. And you'll say, that's great. And then we'll leave. That'll be fun. Yeah. Okay. So that's our little backstory. That took about 10 minutes. People that don't like the stories up front, that's too bad. You can just fast forward 10 minutes. Yeah. Always fast forward 10 to 15 minutes with this show before we get to music. That's what I would recommend.
You're always going to get a story.
You're always going to get to some nonsense.
Yeah.
But anyway, I'm feeling great. Everything's good.
That's good.
Back to normal. Except I have to cough right now. It's not a COVID cough, just a dry cough. Topic today, Eric's playlist.
Eric's playlist.
So you pick 15 songs. Mm-hmm. One of them will be the playout. We won't say what it is until the end. You can introduce that. And these are just songs. And these are songs from all over the place. 60s, from the 60s all the way up to 2022. Got one from 2021. Yeah. One from the 90s. Some 80s. Did you do that on purpose? Did you try to get all the decades in?
Not try and get all the decades in. I would say kind of get every genre in. Because last time the people saw me, I was pretty straightforward with like the classic rock stuff. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Since then, I've dipped into like 80s, some 90s, some later music, music that's being made now. And it's honestly really good.
All right. Mixing it up.
Yeah.
Mixing it up. I'm an older gentleman, so to get into new music is not always either easy, but I try. Not always either. That doesn't make sense. But I like the set list. We got a good playlist. Not a set list. It's a playlist.
Yeah.
Playlist. I'm saying a lot of things wrong. Maybe I have COVID brain. That's where I can do that now. I can lean on that. I got COVID brain. I'm sorry.
Maybe you're just old.
Yeah, I'm just old. I'm only, 41 years older than you?
Yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm. Who's more physically fit, me or you? How dare you? How dare you? All right, let's jump into it. First of all, let me ask you this, put you on the spot. Top three favorite bands.
Beatles, Pink Floyd. Oh, boy. I don't know who the third would be. Probably Led Zeppelin.
All right. Still classic rock.
Yeah.
All right, cool. And you said you wanted to study film in college?
Yes.
What's your favorite? Now, I'm not going to say what's your all-time favorite film. That's impossible, but I'll do it. By genre from time to time.
Okay.
What's your favorite drama?
Favorite drama? The Social Network.
All right. There you go. That was good. You didn't say The Godfather.
No.
All right. Now, from time to time during this episode, I might ask you other genres of film.
Yeah.
What do you like about The Social Network?
I just think it's the most important film about our generation, and it just keeps getting more relevant over time. I think, especially with Facebook now and how other social media apps and how like other conflicts
mm-hmm.
come about due to social media, mm-hmm. I think it was well played by David Fincher and how he made that movie.
And written by?
Aaron Sorkin.
Okay. Now, when I saw that movie, and again, the actor I'm going to talk about right now, he's had some problems recently, and that's Armie Hammer.
Oh, gosh.
But here's what I'm going to say. In that movie, that's the first time I ever saw Armie Hammer.
Yeah.
And I had no idea. I had no idea that he was playing. I had no idea that was one actor playing both of those brothers. I had no, like, I thought they were twins.
Yeah.
I thought there were two actors. I thought there were twin actors in that movie. And I kept saying to Pilar when we watched it, I go, where did they find these twins? These guys are great. I had no idea until I was talking to someone. They go, that's the same guy. I go, what are you talking about? I go, no, it wasn't. They go, because first of all, the special effect is seamless.
Yeah.
And he was great in that. So I'm not going to give props to Armie Hammer now.
That's the power of editing.
What year did that come out?
2010.
Okay. Well, in 2010,
yeah.
Armie Hammer was, that was pretty great.
Should have won Best Picture.
What did win?
King's Speech.
Oh, I don't know, though. King's Speech is pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty good movie. What else was up for it that year? Do you know?
I think Toy Story 3. Inception.
Some pretty... I mean, I hate Inception, but I'm not gonna argue with anyone.
Yeah.
But that's a tough list. King's Speech.
Yeah.
Why do you think that won over... I think it's old people like King's Speech.
Oh, old people. Old people eat that up.
Yeah, I loved it. All right. Let's go to the playlist. 15 songs. One's the play out. I know what it is. I'm not telling anyone.
Yeah.
What's your first song? Get the phone out.
So the first song I'm going to play is by Harry Styles. This is from his new album, Harry's House. It's Late Night Talking.
Okay. Now, I don't have these songs queued up, so I'm just going to drop it in anywhere. That's cool, right?
Yeah.
All right. Late Night Talking from Harry's House. I have this album. I have not listened to it yet. Let's see if this makes me want to listen to it.
I'll do everything I can to help.
That's a good song.
It's great. There's that whole first side of that album is absolutely fantastic. Music for a Sushi Restaurant, Late Night Talking, As It Was, Daylight. I forget the third song on that album right now.
Man, if only you had a way to look that up. How would you do it? I don't know. I'll maybe use The Social Network to look something up like that.
Very funny.
2022 Harry's House. I got to listen to that album. I have it. I just haven't listened. Why haven't I listened? I don't know. I could have listened. That's all.
You could have listened to it over quarantine.
I did not listen to any music or I didn't really post on social media other than my album a day. Yeah. I hardly did anything like that at all. I binged everything on my laptop. Literally. I was in the same position for like 8 days. Drinking liquids and sleeping.
And you just stayed in this room?
Stayed in this room.
You didn't even...
If I had to go to the bathroom, I would go to the bathroom.
Did you even hook up a little TV in here?
No, right here. My laptop's my TV. I stream everything here. Netflix, Hulu, Apple TV, Amazon Prime. I watched The Peacemaker.
HBO Max.
HBO Max. Everything is on my laptop. That's what I mean. I remember when, before we had kids, Pilar and I would say, the kids are never having a TV in their room. Well, every kid has a TV in their room now because they have a laptop or a computer. Yeah.
Even I have a TV in my room.
You have a TV? You have a legit TV?
I have like a smaller TV.
Because you have a gaming system?
Yeah, I have PlayStation.
Do you have cable hooked up to that TV?
Yes.
All right.
Yeah.
But you have a giant TV in your living room. So where would you, if you watch a movie, you got to watch it on the big screen.
Yeah, I watch it on the big screen.
All right.
Yeah.
We're going to watch Enter the Dragon tonight.
Yeah. Bruce Lee.
Bruce Lee. It's great. You've never seen it.
No.
I bet tomorrow when I say, what's your favorite martial arts film? You'll say Enter the Dragon.
Yeah. Probably.
If I asked that now, what would you say? Mulan or Kung Fu Panda?
I don't even give those films any thought.
All right. What's your next song on your playlist?
The next song on the playlist is from a band called Group Love. The song is called The Leader.
All right. What do you know about Group Love? Can you tell me something? It's from 2020.
So Group Love, I actually don't know a whole lot about the band. I just know they have another really good song called Tongue Tied. It was a hit in, I believe, 10 years ago, 2011. And this song...
So this band's been around a while.
Yeah, and I didn't even realize it was around for this long. But Group Love, this song, The Leader, was in MLB The Show 2020. So that video game has a bunch of songs on its playlist. And
MLB, that's Major League Baseball.
Yeah, Major League Baseball.
Come on, you can't throw an MLB out there and not explain it to me. I mean, I knew.
Yeah.
But some people might not know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
So this song is featured in...
the video games playlist.
All right.
Yeah.
Wonder if there's much money in that if you're a band and you get a song on a... Or is it just like a buyout? We'll give you $5,000 for that song.
We'll give you a free copy of the video game.
Yeah. Take it or leave it. All right. Group Love from the album Healer 2020. This is The Leader. What's it about? Am I going to know from the lyrics?
I honestly don't know.
Let's find out. Yeah.
You're a leader. It turns out you're only
I like that too.
Yeah.
Deleter. I'm a deleter. All right. I like it. Two for two. I didn't listen to these prior. I mean, there's a bunch of songs on your list that I know.
Yeah.
And I own. I think I only had to buy a few of these.
Yeah.
Just a couple. But the ones I'd never heard before, I didn't listen to until right now. First listen.
Yeah, that Major League Baseball, the show.
You talking about MLB?
Yes.
All right.
I'm talking about MLB, Major League Baseball. That that playlist is fantastic. I could have picked a bunch of other songs from that playlist and put them on there. There's another song called Break My Baby from Kaleo. I don't know if you've ever heard of him.
No. You're making me feel stupid. Thank you.
Oh.
I wonder if there's a Spotify playlist for these MLB songs.
There probably is. There's one.
Major League Baseball.
Yeah. There's one on YouTube, but they're all like music videos.
All right. That's cool, though.
Yeah.
All right. Let's move on.
All right.
Pulls the phone out of his pocket.
Yeah, because it's the only... I'll forget my list every time.
I told him he can't have his phone on the table because it makes the mics buzz. You know, just like I always tell Murray that, but he still does it.
Okay, so we're going to... My next song is...
We Own Way Back?
Or the 90s.
Okay.
It's from the Foo Fighters, Up in Arms.
From the album The Color and the Shape. That is... My nephew and your cousin Kyle's favorite Foo Fighters album. Did you know that?
I believe he mentioned something about that album.
Yeah. 1997. So that's like how long ago is that?
It's 25 years.
25 years ago. That's crazy.
It's only 8 years older than me.
That means I purchased this album when I my second year in LA because I've been here 27 years. Wow, that's crazy. It's like the Foo Fighters has been an LA band for me the whole time I've lived here.
Yeah.
All right. I'm just going to take this one from the top because it's only 2 minutes and 16 seconds.
Okay.
Here we go. Up in Arms. There we go. Now, does it kick in?
Yes.
Yep. Okay. I know it did. Good tune. Dave Grohl, seen him at the Target. So this is Year of the Nephews, 2022. And that's because I'm seeing all the nephews and doing stuff with all the nephews in 2022. I recommend it. Kyle will be here in September. We're going to see Iron Maiden in Anaheim. It's probably going to rock. I assume it's going to rock.
Oh,
I might buy a t-shirt.
For sure.
Yeah. I think I'm going to buy a t-shirt at the concert.
Yeah, sounds good.
I feel like I want to buy a t-shirt. I never buy a t-shirt at a concert. I feel like I want to find like one of those Iron Maiden shirts that's way too busy.
You should.
It's got stuff all over it, on the sleeves, on the back, all the tour dates. Seven Eddies. That's what I want to buy.
Go for it.
I'm going to wear that home and have my wife pack my bags and put them on the stoop.
Hey, if that's how it's going to end,
That's a good way to end it.
Yeah, that's a great way.
All right. What's your favorite comedy movie?
Okay, now this is... I don't want people to think low of me for this, but I mean, Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle... is the funniest movie ever made.
That's your favorite comedy movie.
My favorite.
It's not. It's a sequel.
Movie. No, it's not.
Isn't that? Is that the first one?
That's the first one.
Sorry.
The sequel is Harold and Kumar Escape from Guantanamo Bay.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. That is the first one. And because comedy sequels never work. I don't know one that's good.
I mean, Christmas Vacation kind of works. if you want to count that as a sequel.
I mean, Christmas Vacation is good. It's good.
Yeah.
And I like Horrible Bosses too. I think both of those are good.
I've never seen any of the Horrible Bosses movies.
Yeah, I say go see them.
Okay.
I watched Year of the Nephews 3 weeks ago. Casey and I, nephew number two, we watched Role Models with Paul Rudd and what's his name? Sean William Scott.
Okay.
And I haven't seen that. It came out in 2008. Very politically incorrect for 2022. We laughed at every single scene. Every single scene is funny.
Yeah.
And it is over the top. And man, if you've never seen Role Models, go see it. And if you've seen it, watch it again. It was great.
What streaming service is it on?
We didn't have to hunt too much for it. So maybe Hulu.
Okay.
Maybe Hulu.
Okay.
You'll be able to find it. You love The Social Network. Find it, no problem. What's your next song?
The next song is...
One of the songs on your list is 51 years old today.
Let's play it right now. It's Bargain by The Who.
Yes. Who's next? That's my all-time favorite album. I got a coaster here. What is that? What's that of?
Who's next?
That's right. I had a coaster made of that album cover. And it's 51 years old today. And later in the year, they're going to drop, I think they're going to call it the 50th anniversary deluxe box set. I will get one of those and we'll give it away like we've been doing. What I do is I set up a GoFundMe page. And then I do. This is true. And then people can, for every $10 people put into the GoFundMe, their name gets in the drawing one time for each $10.
Okay.
And we do a $20 limit so that someone just doesn't, you know, take over. And then once the GoFundMe hits whatever price the box set costs, I buy one and then I give it away, but only to the people that entered.
Okay.
So, you know, that box set's probably going to be, that's going to be maybe a couple hundred bucks easy, I bet.
Yeah.
So, you know, you could win it for just 10 bucks.
Yeah.
I think it's a great idea. I get nothing but satisfaction from it.
Yeah.
That will be a box set I buy because it's my favorite album of all time.
Yeah.
I usually don't jump into those deluxe box sets, but I did with U2. I bought All That You Can't Leave Behind because that's my favorite U2 album. I've done it a couple times, but I'll definitely do it for The Who. Who's next? Okay. Yeah. So the song is classic.
Okay.
Every song on the album's great. I never tire of the album.
Every single song.
I love it.
Not a bad song.
This is Bargain. Going to see The Who in November with my concert wife, Suzanne Dillingham. Fantastic.
We're going to listen to this album again whenever we pick Rita up.
We have to drive up to Simi Valley and pick Rita up today at her friend's. So it's a perfect opportunity to put that that CD in the car and listen to it. CD, that stands for compact disc, much like MLB stands for Major League Baseball. What's your favorite horror film?
You know, I don't really watch a whole bunch of horror.
Baby.
You're
scared?
No, I don't get scared. That's why I don't watch it. And it's like, oh my gosh, I'm not going to get scared.
Little baby gets scared in horror films.
Listen, I get scared at stuff that I know like can actually happen. Like, I think war films, like really well done war films.
Yeah, Hacksaw Ridge.
I haven't seen that.
Pretty good.
Struck by Mel Gibson, so I don't know.
No, that's true.
Yeah.
Maybe pass.
But I...
Oh, you mean like Stripes?
No, not like no.
Okay, keep going.
I would say maybe like 1917. Did you see that?
1917. Who directed that?
Sam Mendes.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah. That was where they made it look like it was all one shot.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that was fantastic.
Yeah, that's a great movie.
I loved it. Loved it. Those war movies on a big screen really bring you in. You know what I mean? Like, you feel like you're right there.
Yeah.
Did you ever see Black Hawk Down?
Have never seen Black Hawk Down.
Do you like Ridley Scott films?
I like Alien.
All right. Is that your favorite sci-fi film?
Sci-fi. I mean, probably.
All right.
I honestly don't know. Like, I have a bunch of films that I really like.
Mm-hmm.
But like also scary films. There's a 1931 film called M. It's spoken in the German language.
Mm-hmm.
Directed by Fritz Lang.
Yeah.
You need to check it out. It's on HBO Max. It's fantastic. It's about a person who kidnaps children, and this whole town tries to find this guy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Don't tell me anymore. And so on HBO Max, it's called M, directed by Fritz Lang, who directed Metropolis. And films back then are short, too. I bet that's like 60 minutes long.
Nope. It's probably about 2 hours, 2.5 hours.
Oh, it's 2.5 hours.
Yeah.
Wow, that goes against everything I just said. Are you sure it's that long?
It's like 2 to 2.5 hours, I'd say.
I'm going to look it up.
Not exactly how long it is.
I'm going to look up Fritz Lang M and find out the running time. Is it scary?
Yes. Aspects of it are
all right.
Freaky.
1931 film. All right, I'm looking it up on Wikipedia. So it's subtitled. I got to read the subtitles. Yeah. I got to read a film. Yeah. 111 minutes. Wow. I got to see this. In Berlin, a group of children are playing an elimination game in the courtyard of an apartment building using a chant about a murder of children. Ooh. I'm not going to read any more. It's creepy. All right.
Yeah, I think movies like that are more like scarier than mm-hmm. The Shining. Like, even though The Shining's great, it's a classic.
Mm.
I like The Shining. You don't like The Shining?
No.
Really?
I don't like The Shining.
Well, I like The Shining.
Dr. Sleep is better than The Shining.
Haven't seen Dr. Sleep.
That's because you're scared. It's a sequel to The Shining.
I am not scared.
You're scared. I don't. You're scared. You should watch. You got to watch Dr. Sleep. It's so good.
We should watch it while I'm here.
We're going to watch Enter the Dragon.
We have other days here.
That's true. Dr. Sleep is pretty good. I'll watch it. Oh, it's so good. Ewan McGregor?
Yeah.
He's in it?
Yeah. I love
it. Rebecca Ferguson? Love her?
Big fan of Ewan McGregor's character in the film Robots.
That's a good movie.
I like Robots, yeah.
I'm surprised there wasn't a sequel to Robots.
Yeah, that film honestly does deserve a sequel.
That's a really, well, and, but Robin Williams has passed now. But that's a good movie.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on. What's next? What's your favorite animated film?
Ratatouille.
That's right, you told me that the other day. Well, you didn't tell everyone, though. No. We went to the Funko. That's something we did that wasn't on the list.
Yeah.
Went to the Funko Pop store on Hollywood Boulevard. It's kind of a museum, too. There's like so many places where you can get your picture taken with these giant Funko Pops. It's so cool. And you bought a Ratatouille one.
Yeah, I bought one of Remy cooking some Ratatouille.
And it was expensive.
$40.
Worth it, though, right?
Absolutely.
All right.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
What's your next tune?
Next tune is... Okay. My next tune is Ooh La La by The Faces.
Now, do you know who's in The Faces?
Rod Stewart.
Yeah.
Ronnie Wood.
Yep.
Don't know who else.
Kenny Jones.
Nope. Don't know who that is.
Drummer. He's also in The Who. He replaced
Keith Moon.
Yes. And who sings this song? Do you know who sings this song? Rod Stewart doesn't sing this song.
Is it Ronnie Wood?
It is Ronnie Wood. I used to think it was Ronnie Lane who sang it, but then I was corrected, and it's Ronnie Wood. I love this song.
This song is fantastic.
It's so good. Ooh la la. I know we've played it on here many times, too, but I don't tire of it. Where's the singing? Hey guys, let's sing.
There we go.
Granddad, I laughed at all his words. I thought he was a bitter man. He spoke of women's ways. The trap you'd and the use you before you. For love is blind and you're far too kind. Don't ever let it show. I wish that I knew what I know now. When I was younger, I wish that I knew what I know now. When I was stronger, the can't such a pretty show. To steal your heart away. The backstage back on.
And then, go ahead.
This song is featured at the end of Wes Anderson's Rushmore. That's one of my favorite films.
That's a great movie. That is, I love Rushmore.
That's my favorite Wes Anderson film.
I mean, it's probably mine too. And there's lots of great Wes Anderson films.
That's Bill Murray's best performance, in my personal opinion.
Better than Stripes?
Never seen Stripes.
It is a great performance by him.
I know I sound, I don't know, kind of fake when I say, oh, I want to be a film student, but I've never seen any of the...
See everything.
Yeah, you can't see everything. And I'm only 16 people.
I host a music podcast. I don't know all the music. I don't know all the music. Yeah. All right, so I'm going to tell you that in 1998, Rod Stewart had an album called When We Were the Boys. Let me try again. When We Were the New Boys, and he finally covered Ooh La La. So here's his version.
Okay.
Trap you and use you, and before you even know, for love is blind and you're far too kind. Don't ever let it show. I wish that I knew what I know now. When I was younger, I wish.
A little slicker than the Faces.
Yeah.
But Rod's a great singer.
Yeah.
Now, I'm looking in my iTunes right now, and it says I have something called Bunny's Basement Bootlegs Number 2 by Cheap Trick. And there's a song here that says Ooh La La. Do you think it's Cheap Trick doing the Faces tune?
Let's find out.
Let's find out. Oh, no, it's not. No. No.
Nope.
It's spelled the same way in my iTunes, so I thought it was the song. The same song. But no, Cheap Trick has a song called Ooh La La. And this is obviously a demo of that. Now I gotta play the original. It's from their album One on One. Looking for the original. Please enjoy this rough demo. I'm scrolling through about 1,000 songs, thousands of songs. But I'm going to find it. All right, here it is.
Ooh, la, la, la. Ooh, la, la, la.
So the final title for Cheap Trick was Ooh La La La.
Okay.
Let me jump ahead. It's a lot of oohs and yeah yeahs and la las. All right, that's it.
Yeah.
That's produced by Roy Thomas Baker. He didn't do a good job with
Cheap Trick. There's going to be some more Cheap Trick in this episode.
Ooh.
Yeah.
There's a little tease. All right, moving on to song. I think this is your sixth song. Six of 15.
Flying by. My next song is by a band called Surfaces. It's called Come With Me.
All right, let me locate this song within the... let me move it up into the proper position. All right, and this is from 2021, another more recent song.
As far as eyes can see, so baby, come with me.
So the song Forces Come With Me, the band is Surfaces, the album is Pacifico. How did you discover this song?
I discovered this song from TikTok, basically. Now, I don't use TikTok a whole lot, but I mean, this is just one of the more popular songs on TikTok.
That's where Rita finds a ton of songs on TikTok.
There's going to be more songs I find from TikTok on this playlist. But
you're not on TikTok.
I am on TikTok, but
Do you have a TikTok account?
Yeah, but I don't post anything.
Okay. You just have a TikTok account so you can watch TikToks.
Yeah, and I don't even watch TikToks that often.
What if I ask you what sound a clock makes? What would you say?
Ding.
No, you'd say TikTok.
I know that.
You blew it. What's your favorite action film?
Dark Knight. If you want to count that as an action film.
I would put that in the category of a comic book movie.
Okay. Action film.
Have you seen Die Hard?
Nope.
There's a lot of holes in
your
filmography.
There are. An action film.
Did you ever walk out of a movie?
Yes.
What was it?
Well, I've actually walked out of two movies. The most recent one was Morbius.
I love it.
Can't stand it.
Own it. Purchase it. Reading a Morbius comic book as we speak.
It's $30 down the drain.
Love it. More than that, because I saw it at the theater, then I purchased it, and then I bought this Morbius comic book.
I got it for free.
What's the other movie you walked out of?
Oh, whenever I was like...
I do like Morbius.
You do?
Not even joking. I want people to know that I'm not joking when I say that I did like Morbius.
You're going to... You might lose some fans.
Okay, maybe.
Yeah. So the next film that I walked out of, I was like 9 years old. And I didn't even like this film when I was 9 years old. I might appreciate it now, later, as I get older, but... Box Trolls.
Oh, Box Trolls is awful.
Horrible.
Oh my God. I took the kids to see that. I mean, you don't walk out when you're with your kids, but none of us liked it. Oh my God, it's horrible.
Horrible.
Box Trolls is awful. You can at me. Because it's so terrible.
You can at me at hating Box Trolls.
It's from
Morbius.
The people that made what? What was their previous film?
Coraline.
Yeah, Coraline's great.
I don't even like that movie either.
Oh, boy. Yeah, I know why, though. You're scared.
I am not
scared. You're scared of it.
Not scared of a claymation movie.
She has button eyes. You get scared. I understand. It's cool.
Yeah. I don't... they also made a movie called Paranorman. That might have come before Box Trolls as well.
That's good too, though. Paranorman's good.
Yeah, I remember liking that
Box
one.
Box Trolls is so bad. I'm actually, you've actually ruined my day by bringing up the movie Box Trolls. It's so terrible. Oh, I forgot about, I had wiped it from my memory. Why did you remind me of that? It's so terrible.
You asked me what movies I watched.
Oh, I shouldn't have asked.
We can share a common ground knowing that we both hate so Box bad. Trolls.
I walked out of Vegas Vacation so bad that National Lampoon didn't even put their name on it. And I saw it at, there was a second run theater when Pilar and I were first dating and first living together in our first apartment. There was a second run theater, which was in walking distance of our apartment. And all showings were $2. And I walked out of it. It wasn't even worth my time to stay there. I only paid $2 to see it. And I was like, I'm still leaving. So bad.
Vegas Vacation is an absolute nightmare.
Vegas Vacation is so bad.
And so is the European Vacation.
Yeah, those are terrible.
Horrible.
Vacation stellar. And then Christmas Vacation is good. It's more of a Christmas movie.
Yeah.
It's good, though. Elaine from Seinfeld's in it.
Yeah.
All right. What's your next song? That's when you're getting old, when you don't know the actor's name. You just use their character. Yeah. That doctor from that show.
Yeah. Killed one of his patients.
Yeah.
So the next song is...
Julia Louis-Dreyfus, I know.
Yeah.
What's next?
So the next song I have is by Sufjan Stevens. It's called Mystery of Love.
Yeah, now how do you say his name?
Sufjan, I think the H is silent.
All right, because every time I see that, I don't know how to say the name. Sufjan Stevens.
Yeah.
Now, this is from the soundtrack of Call Me By Your Name.
Now, I have seen that movie.
And that has Armie Hammer in it. Again, Armie Hammer comes up.
I am ruining everyone's day with all these Armie Hammer
movies. I know. Did you like this movie?
I did, actually.
All right.
Enjoyed it thoroughly.
I did not. I like Timothy Chalamet, though.
He's great.
He's very good. Very good. All right. So, the song is Mystery of Love.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have it queued up. I'm going to pop in the middle somewhere.
Hand of God, deliver me.
I let that play for a while because I was waiting to see if it hooked me, but it did not. That didn't do anything for me.
You don't like that song?
Nah, that didn't do anything for me.
Hmm.
No. What do you like about it?
I just like how calming it is.
Sometimes you need a peaceful song.
Yeah, sometimes you need a peaceful song you can't always listen to.
Everything Can't Be Crazy Train by Ozzy Osbourne.
Exactly.
All right. Well, now you've sold me on the reason that you liked it, so I can't argue with you.
Yeah.
All right, what's next? What's your favorite Western?
Favorite Western is probably... I'll tell you my least favorite Western. It's The Searchers.
Why?
John Wayne is so racist in that movie.
Well, but I mean, that's the character. The movie's great.
I can't stand it.
You can't get through it.
No.
My favorite Western is a John Wayne film. It's The Cowboys. I love it. It's so good.
That's another genre of film that I'm lacking on is Westerns.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Silverado, 310 to Yuma.
I don't think I have seen any. I mean, I've.
Outlaw Josie Wales.
Maybe Tombstone might be my favorite.
Tombstone's good.
And I'm not even crazy about that film. It's probably like a 6.
All right. Are you my Huckleberry? That's a line in Tombstone.
See, I totally forgot about. I just remember kind of liking it. I saw it on TV.
All right. Does that ruin the film experience if you watch it on TV as opposed to at the theater?
No.
So when we see Reservoir Dogs, you've seen it before?
Yeah.
How many times?
Once.
Do you own it?
No, I do not.
Well, this will be exciting then on the big screen.
Yeah.
All right. What's your next song?
Next song is Betty by Taylor Swift.
Oh, it's such a good song. Taylor Swift kills me. This is from Folklore 2020. Great album. Taylor Swift, great artist.
She's an amazing artist.
How did you find this song?
I believe it's just notoriety. Like at my school, all my friends are basically Taylor Swift fans.
Swifties.
Yeah.
All right.
And they love this album.
The top five concerts I've ever seen in my life. Taylor Swift, Red Tour, not lying.
Betty, I won't make assumptions about why you switched your homeroom, but I think it's 'cause of me. One time I was riding on my skateboard when I passed your house. It's like I couldn't breathe. You heard the rumors from Inez. You can't believe a word she says most times, but this time it was true. The worst thing that I ever did was what I did to you.
See, this song gives me a chill and it makes me feel sad.
If I just showed up at your party, would you have me? Would you want me? Would you tell me to go fuck myself? Or lead me to
I can't keep
garden,
listening.
In the garden,
yeah. It makes me sad.
Yeah.
So many Taylor Swift songs make me sad. Oh my God. Sad in a good way.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. Moving on. How do we get by it? How do we get through it?
We got to play Fox on the Run by Sweet.
Is that on your list?
Yeah.
No. That was because you had a couple of lists. You kept changing songs out.
Yeah, but then I said replace the one song with Fox on the Run.
I mean, I can find Fox on the Run. No problem. I can play it.
Okay.
So I'll find it. Okay. On the Run. I can find anything. Look at this. Fox on the Run.
Play the single version.
Well, here. I want to play because, look, I'm going to play this. I'll play the album version first because it's different.
Yeah.
Like people are like, what do you mean it's different? I'm pretty sure it's different. Okay. First of all, here's the album version from the UK release. All right. Here's how it is.
Okay.
That's way different.
Oh my God.
This is from Desolation Boulevard, UK version, Sweet. This is Fox on the Run. Not as good.
No.
I don't wanna know your name.
And his vocals sound better in the other version.
I know. Okay, I'm gonna jump right into Desolation Boulevard US version. Let's hear what that's like. This is more like what we know.
Yeah.
But yeah, the UK version is like a minute and 20 seconds longer, too. I don't like the UK version.
I don't wanna know your name, 'cause you don't look the same.
All right, now I'm just going to go straight up single version. And this is the best version.
Yeah.
And then let's hear Ace Frehley's version.
Do you like Ace Frehley?
I mean, I like some of his stuff. I walked out of his concert. That's a concert I walked out of.
Oh, wow.
It's just a good song. Anyone could do it.
Yeah.
Maybe I record a version later. Never even got to the chorus of one of those, but it's they say Fox on the Run. Hmm. So,
yeah,
you know, spoiler alert. That's what they say. All right. Fox on the Run, that cleared our palate of Betty. Mm-hmm. What song was I supposed to replace? What song was I supposed to remove?
Watching the Wheels, John Lennon.
Yeah, I didn't, but happy to do it.
Yeah.
Remove it right now. Later. Later, Lennon. All right. What's next?
The next song is...
So your favorite superhero movie is The Dark Knight.
Yeah.
What's your favorite Marvel superhero movie?
The first Iron Man.
All right. It's a solid choice. Can't argue it.
Next song is Island of the Sun by Weezer.
All right. You were asking me about what I felt about Weezer. I'm indifferent. I mean, I think they're great, and then sometimes I don't like them all at the same time. I think they have too many albums, and yet I like when they put albums out all the time. Mm-hmm. It's like, there's another Weezer album coming out. That's great.
So
they have too many albums. Do you like them? I don't know.
So
I have a ton of their music.
Yeah.
It's just not a go-to band for me.
So this year, in 2022, they're actually releasing an album for each season. So I believe they just released a summer album, and about a couple months ago, they released a spring album.
Are these EPs, or are they full albums?
They might be EPs. I'm not sure.
All right.
I just know they're releasing new content.
All right. I mean, they're always doing stuff, so that's cool.
Yeah.
I respect that they're doing stuff.
And they're always somewhat relevant.
Yeah, I feel like they are, you know.
But they're also...
Weezer?
Yeah. Well, OK Human is amazing. That's one of their albums that came out last year. It's the other one, not Van Weezer.
All right. All right. For a second there, I was thinking OK Computer by Radiohead, but OK Human.
Yeah.
All right. This is Island in the Sun.
Yeah.
I like this song. This is from the Green album.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, in 2001 I had this album. I remember really enjoying this. I like when they do those color albums too. The red, the teal, the black, the white. I think that's fun.
I want to give a shout out to my friend Will for getting me into Weezer.
All right. What's Will's last name?
I don't know if I want to say it because, you know, just privacy concerns, but...
Wow. That's wild. Okay.
I mean, right. It's just...
He didn't get you into anything bad. He didn't get you into cocaine.
No.
I'm going to give a shout out to my friend Will who got me into cocaine. Then I would understand where you would go, I don't really want to say his name. Did he tell you not to say his name?
No, he doesn't even know. I'm shouting him out. So.
All right. But then how's he going to... Are you going to tell him, hey, I gave you a shout out?
Yeah.
But I didn't say your last name?
Yeah.
All right. And he's going to go, that's cool. I don't think my parents would like you to do that. My mom would be mad if you said my last name. Is he... are his parents big in the community?
I don't know.
All right. Well, Will, please stop getting my nephew into cocaine. What's your next tune?
Next tune is
Did I ask you? Yeah, I asked you your favorite movie. You said Box Trolls.
Yeah, Box Trolls is the greatest movie of all time.
Okay, your top three favorite directors. Don't say Kubrick.
I'm not going to say Kubrick, but I do like some of Kubrick's movies.
Yeah.
Wes Anderson's my favorite director of all time.
All right.
My second favorite director of all time is... Hold on, let me go into my letter.
What was that last Wes Anderson movie, which I did not like? The Dispatch. What was it called?
Oh, The French Dispatch? I liked it.
Look. I liked every single thing that I was seeing on the screen. The effort is all there. The acting was great. So much stuff happening on the screen at all times.
Yeah.
Amazing. I watched it. I didn't even know how you would make that movie. I don't even understand how the process is to make a film like that. And yet I did not like that film at all. I was very disappointed.
It's a very Wes Anderson movie.
It's like, that's the Wes Anderson when he just turns it up a notch too much for me.
Yeah.
The Grand Budapest Hotel. Love it.
Love it.
Love it. Own it.
I own it too.
It's on my shelf.
It's on my shelf as well.
Is that a Criterion Collection yet?
Yeah, I have that in the Criterion.
I just have the bullshit regular one. I got to upgrade.
Yeah. All right. Well, I originally had the bullshit regular one, then I upgraded to the Criterion. Yeah.
Well, maybe that's what you get me for my birthday.
Yeah.
Save up.
Okay, I can just get it during the sale and I'll leave you $20.
I don't need to know how much it is. Then the thought is diminished. I want to imagine that you got me a real expensive gift.
Okay, I'm sorry.
All right. Next song?
Oh, you asked me my top three favorite directors.
Yeah, but now I don't care. No, go ahead. What is it?
Okay, so I'd say Quentin Tarantino is probably my second favorite
director. Second favorite. All right.
It's probably a stretch, but I like all of his movies.
And who's third?
Probably David Fincher.
No women. Interesting. Sexist.
No, Greta Gerwig is awesome.
Well, I didn't hear her in the top three.
All right, she's number four.
All right. All right, I forced it. I forced you to say it. Tarantino.
You need to make more than two movies.
She's going to make more.
Yeah.
Tarantino. I don't like Inglourious Basterds.
Yeah.
This bullshit movie. And Fateful Eight. Did I say it right?
Hateful Eight.
What did I say? The Fateful Eight?
Yeah.
Well, maybe I do like The Hateful Eight, but I don't like The Fateful Eight. The Hateful Eight, don't like that. That's bullshit. And, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood is fun, but I don't like the playing with the history and the, you know.
It's his story. It's his version of what he thinks.
Yeah, but that didn't happen. He's just making stuff up.
Listen.
I don't like when someone takes like a something that really happened and then you twist it. Like, even that's in Inglourious Basterds when they kill Hitler.
But it's not necessarily like, see, if they
is
were.
Is it a fairy tale? Is it just a fairy tale?
Yes. But if it was like a biopic about like Charles Manson and like Sharon Tate, then yeah, I wouldn't like it.
But then don't use the real names then. Just to say it's based on that, but he calls them Sharon Tate and they call them. Does he call that, is Bruce Lee in that movie, or don't they refer to him as Bruce Lee?
I don't remember.
But it's supposed to be, 100% supposed to be Bruce Lee.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I don't like
that. I think they do refer to him as Bruce Lee.
Yeah, I don't like that kind of stuff.
But I love it.
But then the other stuff I like.
Yeah.
All right, moving on. Although, I've never seen the Grindhouse movie.
Oh, the Grindhouse movie. It's not for everybody, but... I love it.
And which one was his? Death?
His was Death Proof.
Okay, and have you seen the extended Death Proof, right, when they released it by itself?
I think I saw the extended one. I think I'm okay. Pretty sure I saw it.
And of the two, is Death Proof better than Planet, was it Planet Terror? Terror Planet?
I haven't seen Planet Terror.
So you've never seen the whole Grindhouse experience?
No, only Death Proof. Only the Tarantino.
All right.
Yeah.
And you like that.
Yeah.
I love Kurt Russell, so I would imagine I would like that.
He's great in that film.
All right. Next song.
All right. Next song is...
You're not asking me any questions about my movies. I feel left out.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Ask me a movie question.
Who are your top three directors?
Box Trolls. Whoever directed that. What's next?
Box Trolls. Anthony Stacci and Graham Annabelle.
Oh yeah, those are my favorite directors. They did Box Trolls. Those are my guys.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
What's your next song?
Next song is Good For You by Olivia Rodrigo.
All right. This is a really fun album. Really great album. I like it a lot. Really fun.
She's great.
She really, like, we listened to this album so much on our drives to school in 2021. The album is Sour. Good For You. Impossible to get tickets to see her when she came here.
Good for you, I guess. Impossible. You moved on really easily. You found a new girl and it only took a couple weeks. Remember when you said that you wanted to give me the world? Good for you, I guess that you've been working on yourself. I guess the therapist I found for you, she really helped. Now you can be a better man for your brand new girl.
All right. I hope she has a new album out soon. Rita thinks her next album is going to be called Sweet because this album was called Sour.
Hmm.
That's what Rita thinks.
She could be right on that.
That would be kind of cool. Or would it be on the nose? I don't know. Okay. So your favorite director is Wes Anderson and your favorite Wes Anderson movie is Rushmore.
Yes.
Second favorite director is Quentin Tarantino and your favorite Tarantino movie is...
Pulp Fiction.
All right.
Just like everybody else.
Well, I mean, it's really good.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really amazing. It's groundbreaking.
Yeah.
I don't use those words a lot together, ground and breaking, but it is.
Yeah.
Then David Fincher.
Yeah. And Social Network.
And
I have a bunch of other favorite directors. Like,
have you watched Alien 3 directed by David Fincher?
No.
What the heck? Your favorite director. You should have seen every Tarantino, every Wes Anderson, and every David Fincher film if these are your top three people.
I mean,
excuse me.
I've seen a lot of Christopher Nolan stuff as well.
All right, but he wasn't in your top four because Greta Gerwig's number four. Okay. One more question, then we'll keep going.
Okay.
Favorite Nolan film?
Dark Knight.
All right. I would go with The Prestige.
Prestige is great.
So good. But then he's got bullshit films too. Tenet is fucking bullshit.
I like Tenet.
Oh my God, dude. I couldn't hear it. I had the subtitles on. I don't know what's going on. Like, I really watched it. Like, sometimes if I'm watching a film at home, I'll look at my phone and stuff. But I put my phone aside. I sat down. I was concentrating. And oh my God. Tenet.
Following is a bunch of bullshit. That was his directorial debut.
I never saw that.
Don't.
All right. I don't like Inception. I don't like Interstellar either.
Overstellar.
Oh, I've never seen Overstellar.
That's the
I've seen Interstellar.
Interstellar.
You were going to say overrated.
Yeah.
And you said Overstellar.
Overstellar is interrated.
Oh my God. Yeah, I'm not a fan. That said, when I do like a Nolan movie, I like it.
Yeah. Batman Begins is amazing.
Dunkirk.
Dark Knight Rises.
See, another bullshit. He might be like 50. He might be like 50-50 on his films with me.
Yeah. I also like Paul Thomas Anderson.
Yeah, Paul Thomas Anderson's good too.
Yeah.
But he's got some bullshit too. All right, let's move on. Next song.
On Top of the World by Cheap Trick.
Oh, you just bought this album on vinyl.
Yeah.
The other day, yesterday.
At Amoeba Records.
My favorite Cheap Trick album, and it's right up there, probably my second favorite album of all time from 1978. I'm going to take it from the top. God, I love it. I never tire of it.
Wonder if they would have performed this if we would have went.
I'll look up the set list right now. I can tell you that Rick Nielsen is not touring right now because he sprained his ankle. And I looked it up and Rick was not there. So we would have really only seen Robin and Tom, which would have still been fun. But, you know, Rick's got to be there. Okay, I'm looking up the set list.
Okay.
This would have been from August 10th. By the way, Rita and Pilar went to the fair. They didn't go to the concert, but they went to the fair. How dare they? Okay. Here's the set list. 18 songs. Hello There.
Okay.
Look Out.
Okay.
Big Eyes. A song called In the Street, which was the theme song to That 70s Show. And it's also a cover of a song by Big Star. California Man. If You Want My Love, then two new songs, Light Up the Fire. I go to the bathroom during that one. And a cover of Dobie Gray's The In Crowd. I don't like their cover. I stay in the bathroom. All right. Then they do How About You? Oh, Caroline. Downed. I Know What I Want. Tom sings a song. And then they do a power ballad, The Flame. And we close it out with I Want You to Want Me and Dream Police. Then the band leaves. And then they're going to come back for their fake encore. And they do Never Had a Lot to Lose, Surrender, and Good Night Now. So they did not do On Top of the World.
Hmm.
Let's see if they did it the next night. Now, I won't read all the songs. I'm just going to see if they, when they were in. Look, they played the Ventura County Fair on the 10th. And then 2 days later, they were in Massachusetts. That routing seemed crazy. No On Top of the World. It's in the set list sometimes, though. I mean, it's not in the set list. They mix their set list up a lot, Eric. That's what I'll tell you.
Yeah.
That's why I like going to see them, because they will mix it up. Yeah. Not seeing it recently, but doesn't mean they never play it, because they do. All right. Good choice. I know you picked that one for me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem.
All right. What's next?
Looking Out for You by Joy Again.
Joy Again from 2015. What do we know about this band? Because I don't know anything.
TikTok
band, Joy Again. Let's see if this song will bring me joy. It's from the album Looking Out for You. Or no, it's not. This is, I don't know what the album is called. This is just the single. Here we go. Looking Out for You. Is that some electric ukulele?
Yeah.
Instead of leaving me, stay.
That's cool.
Yeah.
There was only one song I didn't like so far today. Which one was it?
Mystery of Love.
Yeah. Yeah, that one didn't get me. Yeah. It's okay, though. It's okay. What's your favorite album of all time?
Probably Who's Next.
Wait a minute. That's my favorite album.
No, it's mine, too.
All right.
Yeah.
It's a lot of people's.
Mm-hmm.
It's an easy choice.
Yeah.
Good. You can't deny it. How are you with heavy metal? You like any heavy metal?
I mean, I'm just indifferent in it. I'm just indifferent to it.
You don't rock? That's fine. Do you rock?
Yeah.
All right. So what metal do you like?
Iron Maiden.
All right. You almost bought
Peace of Mind yesterday on vinyl.
I said no. I said, don't do it, because it's too expensive, in my opinion.
It was like $35.
I thought it was like $37.99, I thought it was.
Yeah.
For a single album. Mm-hmm. I hope I didn't ruin your trip by telling you not to buy that.
No, no. I mean, I want to save, I don't want to spend all my money on albums. Let's just put it that way.
But you bought six albums yesterday.
I did.
Did you tell your mom that?
Yes.
And what did she say?
She was like, don't spend all your money in one day.
It was a good day.
Yeah.
It was a good day to spend money.
Yeah.
All right. Next up, I assume, is this Pink Floyd song.
Yes.
Sorry, I'm coughing. Not COVID, though.
Actually, no.
No?
Who's Next is not my favorite album. I would say Dark Side of the Moon or Wish You Were Here is my favorite album.
All right. All right. Wish You Were Here is a great album. So let's hear the title track. I'm going to drop it right in the middle somewhere. I could drop it in even deeper, I think.
They get you to train your heroes for gold.
This might be my favorite Pink Floyd song.
Hot ass,
yeah.
For trees. Hot air for a cool breeze. Cold comfort for change.
Roger Waters, also in my top five concerts of all time.
Where do you see him at?
I saw him twice. I saw him at the Staples Center, and then I saw him at, I think, an outdoor venue at USC. Maybe at their football field. I don't know what it was called.
Okay.
But he performed The Wall both times. It was so fantastic. I had to see it again.
Now I was originally going to put Echoes on here, but I didn't want to be here forever.
How long is Echoes?
Like 20 minutes.
Yeah, too much. Where do I drop that in? Like around?
You drop it in like that.
About 14 minutes in?
No, my favorite part of Echoes is probably the 3 to 4 minute part.
All right.
One of the best guitar solos in any song ever.
So, all right.
Yeah.
David Gilmour.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic.
He's all right. He's all right on guitar.
Yeah.
He seems to have a handle on it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now that's it. All we have now is the playout song.
Playout song?
Yeah. Your playout song.
Wow. This didn't take that long.
1 hour and 20 minutes.
Really?
Yeah. How long did you think we were talking?
Oh,
15 minutes?
Maybe like 40 minutes.
No, it's 1 hour and 20 minutes.
Wow.
I know. It flies sometimes.
Yeah.
Because it's fun.
Time flies when you're talking about the Box Trolls.
That's right. Oh. Open that window. I'm jumping out. I'm going to jump out.
You should jump out.
I should have just put the Box Trolls on a loop when I had COVID. And today I would be dead.
Someone needs to send those filmmakers to North Korea.
Oh my God. So bad.
I would rather watch home videos of Nana and Pap screaming than watch.
Oh, we have those. We definitely have those. You want to throw out your socials so people can follow you? You want some followers on the Twitter, right?
Yeah, I need some followers on the Twitter.
All right.
Are
you going to have fun on the Twitter? A lot of anger. Your Twitter account seems angry. You're yelling at people.
Oh, there's a bunch of stupid people in this world.
Well, yeah, look, I'm not against doing that on my Twitter, but I've been trying to keep the Twitter more fun, my personal Twitter. The Rock Solid Twitter, at Rock Solid Show, that's fantastic. Everyone's great. It's all music talk. No drama. You know, even when people don't like an album or disagree, it's very, you know, oh, that's really not my favorite, but I do like this. Everyone's cool. And I've been trying to pretty much on my personal Twitter.
Yeah.
At @Pat_Francis. I just retweet the rock solid stuff. I'm really not getting into any more. I try not to get into the drama. So yeah. I'm trying to keep it fun. Keep it light.
All right.
What's your Twitter handle? I know you want Twitter followers. Let's do it.
My Twitter handle is @its_EJP.
Okay. So hold on a second. So it's @its.
Yeah.
And an underscore.
Underscore.
EJP, which is your initials, Eric Joseph Pick.
Mm-hmm.
All right. @its_EJP.
And then an X.
Don't you wish you would have figured it had an easier Twitter handle than that? It seems like a difficult one.
I mean, not really. And then they're at the end.
What about Eric Pick? Wouldn't that have been easier?
I mean, I guess.
All right.
It's probably taken.
It could be. That's why I had to do. Well, you could have done like I did @Pat_Francis. Okay. So we got, and are you the same on Instagram?
I don't want to give out my, I am, but I don't want to give out my Instagram.
Why not? What's wrong with Instagram?
Instagram's just for like friends.
All right. That's cool. I get it. Yeah. I get it. All right.
You can follow my letterbox that it's EJP.
Now letterbox is where you review films.
Yeah.
All right. Cool.
Yeah. You can also follow my Facebook at Eric Pick.
All right. There you go. Yeah. Those are all the places to find Eric. Again, we are at Rock Solid Show. Go to rocksolidpodcast.com for all things about the show. When Kyle is in September, we're going to record a couple episodes in person and planning on doing a Kiss episode in person, track by track of Revenge and Hot in the Shade with Courtney and Christian and Kyle, all four of us in the room together. And we have lots of activities planned for Eric and I for the rest of the week. Again, it's August 14th, but you might not hear this till October. Might not hear it till around your birthday.
Yeah, perfect.
10-10.
Same as Chrissy Stratton.
Is that true? Chrissy Stratton's birthday is also the same as your birthday?
Mm-hmm. Because I believe it was 2 years ago. It was just when I like downloaded Twitter and I followed Rock Solid. It's like, happy birthday, Chrissy Stratton. It was on my birthday. And she commented saying, like, oh my gosh, thank you so much. Then I commented, happy birthday. And she just commented, like, thanks. So.
All right.
Yeah.
That's cool. I like that. Now I'll never forget anyone's birthday. Christy and Eric. Your name's Eric, right?
I think so.
It's EJP, right? @its_EJP.
Yeah.
If you want to support the show through Patreon, please do it. Patreon.com/rocksolidpodcast. Many tiers, including one where you get your episodes early and ad-free, and you can also participate in episodes, and you can also win prizes, and you can get weekly videos and all kinds of stuff like that. So, with that, the playout song, it's the Beatles. Now, I have two versions. I have the mono version, and I have the stereo version, and the mixes are different.
Stereo version, please.
Stereo version of the song.
We're going to play it out like my favorite movie does. Social Network. Same song. Baby, You're a Rich Man.
All right. Thank you for sitting here. Was it everything you expected it to be?
Yeah, pretty much so. Yeah.
Not a reigning endorsement. Here's Baby, You're a Rich Man. Thank you, Eric.
Yep.
You're supposed to thank me back.
Oh, thank you, Pat.
Let's try again. All right. And with that, our playout song is Baby, You're a Rich Man. Thank you, Eric.
Thanks, Pat, for having me on.
You did it too much now. I think you just... All right. Well, let's just play it. Here we go.
That you know who you are. What do you want to be? And have you traveled very far? Far as the eye can see. How does it feel to be one of the beautiful people? How often have you
see.